Well, I guess the biggest change between us and most organizations around town is that as most organizations are trying to figure out ways to close down and get their people home, we're figuring out ways to open up more and to get our people around. We have seen, because it's actually been a cold winter this year, I guess it kind of escapes a lot. Last year we had so much snow and ice that we thought it was harder. But we've actually been open for bad weather more this year than we did last year. We've been averaging over 20 extra people a night at the men's shelter. We've actually seen women and children come in for bad weather nights, which is really kind of unusual for us, that they'd come in on an emergency basis. So as the weather is getting worse today, we're making sure that we can get all of our people in. We've got some people with four-wheel drive vehicles, and we'll be making shift changes and be moving, you know, staff around. The shelters will both be open, and we'll take in the people who want to get in out of the cold, since it's really going to be dangerous to be outside, and it has been lately. We had as many as 26 last Friday evening when the wind was blowing so hard, and when it gets dangerous, a lot of people come in, and we're happy to see them.
Is there a limit as to how many people you are able to house at any certain time? And does that change whenever we are experiencing inclement weather?
It does change somewhat. There's not a hard and fast limit. There will be in the new building when we get that open. There's a hard limit of 17 additional people, but not at the moment. So essentially we have been able to handle. We just end up with more people on the floor on cots, and we just pull out more blankets and get people inside. So we try very hard not to do that. And certainly the community kitchen can handle additional people, and so that is not a problem from our standpoint.
Well, from those of us that are lucky enough to not be in need of those services right now, how can we help out during this effort?
Well, obviously it takes more time and food and all those different things, so a little additional funding would be great. There are additional costs that go along with this sort of situation for us, so if people wanted to go on our website, which is www.ifcweb.org, there are lots of easy ways that they could give us a little helping hand with that. Otherwise, I think we're in pretty good shape. There are a number of organizations around town, and Blanket Orange County is one of them, that make sure that we have blankets that we give out to people who, there are still some people who will not come in no matter what, and so we try to make sure that they've got enough blankets to hopefully ward off the cold. So we're in pretty good shape on that, and if people are looking for space heaters and stuff like that, we do have a small supply of those on hand as well.